Good morning, 640 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, not for the first time, but for the first time as the Santa Rosa County Administrator, Brad Baker, the brand new County Administrator of Santa Rosa. Hey, Brad, congratulations and welcome back in your new role.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the meeting yesterday was very long, but most of the stuff that was talked about in that meeting, I do not consider to be particularly essential Santa Rosa County business. We have a lot of things going on the agenda that got almost no discussion yesterday that I wanted to ask you about, though. One is a consolidated dispatch center that there was a $500,000 item related to that. I'm assuming that's not total cost at all, but what is this all about and what is Santa Rosa doing here?
Yeah, and actually that is just going toward design. We do have in design a consolidated public safety dispatch center. We plan to bring all of our public safety agencies into one facility, under one center. Really, it's for operational efficiencies, better communication with our first responders. You know, right now we have a fire and EMS dispatch, and then we have three different law enforcement dispatchers. So to relay the information to everybody at the same time without, you know, having to pick up the phone and call other dispatch agency, this allows us to be more efficient in Santa Rosa County delivering services.
Makes sense.
You know, to the public, but it does. I mean, this is one phase of it. We have another $1.5 million set aside with the local option sales tax, and that goes to design. We have anticipated costs of around $12 to $14 million. Of course, that's preliminary. And in our construction world with buildings right now, we'll have to wait till we get it out to bid. But this item here was just recognizing that allocation that we received from our state legislative delegation.
And that's the time frame on this, I assume, if we haven't even finished design yet, like this is just allocating funding for design. I assume we're talking completion, what, in maybe 2 years, year and a half? Am I being optimistic?
Yeah, I mean, I think optimistic would be 2 years, probably a little longer. We've already started the design. They've completed the feasibility, the space seats, space needs assessment, et cetera. So, but they're still in the very early stages of
design. I mean, we're not even into acquisition of land yet, right? Like that would be after we figure out design and then we figure out a location and everything else, unless you have a location
right
now.
We did have a location. We did that probably a month ago or so. We were considering the site where the District 1 Medical Examiner office beside that, one across from the adjacent one. So the board landed with the one there on Pine Forest Road adjacent to the EOC.
Okay. All right. Very good.
One out there on Commerce.
So we don't have to figure that out. We do have that in place. All right. I did want to ask you, and only because this is one of those issues that it's one little stretch of road, but and you and I have never talked about this, but I am as outspoken an opponent of speed tables, speed bumps, speed humps as a person can be. I hate them, and I think they do not work, and so I think they are a waste of time and a source of frustration to drivers, but you got four of them that are going to go in on little old Dean Drive that is a 20-mile-an-hour already for $32,000 for four of them because I guess people speed through there, and there was an animal that got killed there, like somebody's pet died. Is that right?
That's correct, and that will be up to four. We're not sure that we can appropriately place four, so it might look more like three, but when we get out there, they had petitioned our Traffic Calming Committee, which denied it, and then the appeal process is to take it to the board, and the board agreed that they would allow the placement of the speed tables on Dean Drive.
So speed tables, I know there was another case recently y'all were talking about it. I can't remember the road name, but do speed tables have to come to the commission for approval, or can they be done by a lower level of agency? I know in Escambia County, they can just kind of be put in as long as there's resident support. But how does it work in Santa Rosa County?
They can be put in. They have to petition our Traffic Calming Committee, which is comprised of our Public Works Department, our Public Safety, which includes the Sheriff's Department, and our Public Safety Director, Tom Lloyd. And then they analyze it, the engineer, et cetera, and then they make a decision. If they approve the traffic calming and the money is in the budget, we can proceed with them. Or if they want to do an MSBU for them, we can start that process as well. But if they get denied, then the challenge for that is to go to the Board of County Commissioners.
I got it. For people who don't know, an MSBU, a Municipal Service Benefit Unit, that is to raise the money by adding a small fee or, you know, a tax of sorts on their property tax bill. We're talking to Brad Baker. He's a Santa Rosa County Administrator, the newly installed Santa Rosa County Administrator, as Devan Cook has just recently retired. All right, Brad, I'm going to say a word that you have to say judiciously. Because in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, you never want to yell roundabout in a crowded theater, but you all are planning to install a roundabout at the intersection of West Spencer Field Road and South Spencer Field Road, and the board is going to approve on Thursday $30,000 just for right-of-way acquisition. Is that correct?
That is correct, and we approved the other right-of-way acquisition for the other side last board meeting, so this will complete that intersection need for us.
Okay, so just because I know every time we talk about this issue, people always get upset. Your job is to help facilitate traffic and make the road safer and do what the people want. Explain to folks why it's a good idea to have a roundabout at West and South Spencer Field Roads.
So, you know, there's a lot of popularity with the citizens that think stop signs are good for traffic and it's going to reduce speeding and et cetera, and that's just not the case. So what we want to do is keep the movement of traffic going, but we want to keep it at a pace that does regulate some speed. So when you go into a roundabout, you know, you're having to take it slow and cautious, but it keeps traffic moving. And when you go to a four-way stop, then and we have several around the county, and they just impede traffic flow. So that's all we're trying to do is improve the traffic flow. We've done many projects in Santa Rosa County in the last 2 years to improve our traffic flow, even with some smart technologies on our intersections throughout Highway 90 and 98, where they're in the process right now. We've acquired a couple million dollars worth of equipment. So a roundabout is just another way that we can systematically control an intersection while keeping traffic flowing through that intersection. And that's the whole point. We have to improve our traffic flow throughout the county if we want to, reduce some of the congestion on the roadway.
I can't remember, but at North and West Spencer Field Road, I think is a traffic light is coming, and then I just can't remember what South and East and North and East have at them. I think North and East is actually just kind of a L-turn. There's a subdivision back in there, and it's not a big intersection. Are you planning to do roundabouts at either of the other corners of Spencer Field?
You know, we'll study those and do some traffic data and analysis of what's going on. We know that they're on West Spencer Field has the heaviest traffic on East Spencer Field. Certain times of the day, we have a lot of traffic. So we'll continue to do intersection improvement. And, eventually we'll see how the other traffic plans in that area pan out. But we are focusing on West Spencer Field now because we know that that's our highest flow of traffic, obviously, with Pace High School being there, it draws a lot of traffic to that area.
So my one suggestion to you is, I know you know Chris Phillips really well, because he used to work for y'all, and now he works for Escambia. But there have been some major issues connected to the Perdido Key roundabout. I assume you're kind of familiar with that. It might just be worth a call to Chris, if that hasn't already been done, to talk with him about lessons learned.
Yeah, our staff, working with him for the years, we do communicate with him and see what they have going on in Escambia County.
Yeah, sometimes the pain of one can avoid the pain of another.
I agree with you on that.
Brad Baker, he is the new Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, great to have you on the show. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you for the time, and again, congratulations on the new position.
Thank you, Andrew, and y'all have a great day.